No, it's like a
some kind of hybrid thing.
Bring it in a little.
I had my reverb back.
Yeah. So I've been having some time alone with the wife and kids being gone.
I know. Are you all right? Seriously?
No.
Now that everybody's gone, you can tell me, right?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
But
you seem fine.
I've been jamming a lot.
But you do talk about being alone a lot.
Well, but it just hit me this week. Like, you know, you have a band like Skinner that you like, you've been listening to all your life.
Sure.
And this is probably one of the best songs of all time.
Right, right.
You know, it just is. You can argue it.
No, I absolutely, even for Skinner songs, they got a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
Give Me Three Steps is awesome. What's Your Name is awesome.
All the hits are awesome.
This is a cut above, though.
But what's, yes, it is. But when you get into the, it's just cool when you trip into some good shit that you didn't even know was there.
Yeah. You have to be around a band, though, for a while. You know, it has to be an artist that you trust before you listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
And you stumble across something like this, and you're like, fuck, this is great.
I think that Skinner, I think they're better than Led Zeppelin. And that takes a lot for me to say that.
Hard to compare the two. It's such different music.
I agree. And there's no, who's making you choose one? No one.
Right, right.
But it's just Zeppelin, 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 Zeppelin. You know, I think Skinner might be underrated is my point. I'm here today to talk about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Skynyrd was screwed by a plane crash because there's no telling how long they'd have lasted, how far they would have really gone.
Right.
You know? Such good stuff in, what, three albums?
Right.
It's incredible. Incredible body of work.
If you got the right buzz and you're listening to this shit, I mean, it's like, fuck. God damn. I mean, were these motherfuckers that good at that age? Where was this shit coming from?
Muscle Shoals, baby.
Have you ever heard I Need You?
Yeah.
Play. Do you know that song? That's the one that I tripped across. It's right here. It's the one that I tripped across that I'd never even heard before because I've always skipped it on the album. And it's got a long intro, so you kind of skip out of it if you're not caring.
Huh.
But I accidentally listened to it the other day. And then On the Hunt.
Yeah.
But this fucking tune, dude. Do you know the song or do you skip it?
I've heard it. I don't skip anything.
Okay.
I listen to whole albums.
But have you ever really dug into this song?
Not really. I'm aware of it.
No, it's good. And Needle in the Spoon, I didn't realize. You know, that wasn't a radio hit.
No, but it's outstanding.
Oh, my God. I think they're better than Led Zeppelin. And I'm a fucking deep, deep, deep Zepp fan.
Here's the similarity between Skinner and Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
That rhythm section. Because John Paul Jones and John Bonham are right on. I mean, they're downright Charlie Parker's band syncopated.
Right.
Skinner does that. Their bass and drums are so syncopated together on everything.
It's the blues thing.
It's a blues thing.
It's the blues thing. And if you go Zepp, Skinner, Stones.
Yeah.
It's the blues thing.
But if you
it's the black thing. It's the slave thing. So we can turn this up a little bit, will you? I mean, it's so fucking good. This song's so fucking good. And right now, it's not even hit. Like, if someone hadn't heard it before, they're like, whatever. But turn this motherfucker on quiet on yourself and have a little buzz going.
Who in that band knew anything about heroin? Because a lot of their lyrics deal very well with the problem of heavy drug usage.
Maybe the pilots of the airplane. I mean, running a fucking big twin out of gas in Mississippi? What kind of dumbass are you?
Crazy.
I mean,
what a thing.
I'm a pilot. All I do is stare at my fucking gas gauges. When you land, you can get that shit. You've got to have fuel to keep that bitch running. That's a fact.
That's why I probably seem desensitized to things like Prince and Chris Cornell.
Here's the chorus. Listen. That's the blues, Negro.
Yeah, yeah. Right down to the straight rhythm.
Right.
But when guys die like that, and they more or less that's what they wanted to do, it's so much less tragic to me than like Jim Croce or Skinner.
Right. So, Zeppelin, you know, they got sued for ripping off all these black artists in the 30s and 40s. A lot of their hits were...
A few of them.
Complete ripoffs.
Yeah.
But these guys made all their own shit.
Yeah, a lot to be said for that. And Led Zeppelin made some of their own shit that's one of a kind that nobody else could have done.
Yeah, but they ripped off a lot of people's shit, too.
Yeah. They probably thought it was in the public domain, though.
Dude, I mean, that Taurus ripoff? What song is it?
Yeah.
What song am I thinking of? Is it Stairway? It's fucking Stairway. I mean, the whole intro riff.
I forget about that.
Absolute ripoff Stairway to Heaven.
I forget about that one.
DJ, can you pull up Google Taurus or YouTube Taurus Stairway to Heaven? You'll see what I'm saying.
T-A-U-R-A-S.
So that girl, that fan that sent you pictures of her titties this morning, Bob.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go see her?
Man, I looked up. You know where Lake? It's not Lake Charles, is it?
I think shit, Lake Jackson.
Lake Jackson. You know where Lake Jackson is?
Yeah, but it'd be so rock and roll. Your listener sends you pictures of her titties, and you go down there and fucking bang her.
Yeah, it'd have to be. I don't. But she works nights though, so.
I mean, details.
It's a.
You're a single guy, Bob.
It's a tough hookup. That's all right. I've made tough hookups before, man. Listen, I invented that shit.
Did you, back when you were doing DJing every day, were you a whore?
I lost a good woman over it.
Really?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I screwed every woman that I got to know for about 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you catch anything?
No. But I didn't catch anything but a broken heart.
I got into the gig too late in the game. But I don't even care.
Well, yeah,
I'm a happily married
you're
guy.
You're married with lots of kids.
But I like listening to y'all's stories.
Yeah.
It keeps me entertained.
Oh, man.
JD's got the best stories of anyone.
Yeah.
JD's a swinging, fucking nudist, freak show motherfucker. And he's clean jelly bean on the front side.
I think he used his time more wisely than any of us did.
He fucked a girl on the star of Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
The security guard turned on the light just above the star. Ah. He fucked a girl at the Texas Motor Speedway. He fucked a girl on the first turn at the horse racetrack. I mean...
Now listen, he may not want you telling these stories about it, man.
He's fine. He laughs now.
Right. Well, I mean, he's single anyway.
But that's what he says. That's some bullshit.
Why does he lie about it?
I don't know. I think he's so beat down from his years with Russ Martin, and they made so much fun of him and fucked up with him about his personal life, that when you get into his personal relationships, he just swells up like a kid that's been abused.
Huh.
That's what it's about.
Because he's got to love that old... She's a great
she's
lady.
She's cool.
She's awesome. She came to our Christmas thing.
Yep.
If I get into a deal like that, man, you're going to see me change 180 degree turn.
Is it loading or is it ready? I want to hear it. Let me see if we got the right deal. What can I say? Time passes.
Your internet's been funny in here today, man.
Really? I think this is it. Let's see if this is the start. Do what?
This says this is the song
they
stole.
Okay, this is the song they stole. This is a long intro. Anyway, this is it's the song that they stole for Stairway. They had a big court case over this. But, dude, there were like 5 Big Zep hits that they had to fight off in court.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking thieves.
I always thought...
I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Was it Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You? Sounded a lot like the Beatles, the end of the Abbey Road album.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding. Boom, boom, boom.
Here it is. Listen. That wouldn't you be a little pissed?
I don't know. It's different. Listen, enough.
I think it gets more. It's been a while since I listened to this. This is Taurus. What's the name of the song? Spirit. That's right. What year? Does it say what year it was made? That's it. That's it. That's the. That's a fucking lift. DJ, you're a fucking rap dude. Then you sample shit. Is that not a lift?
Yep, the resolution at the end of the chord progression does not go back to the original minor like Jimmy Page does. So maybe he masked it that way, but you really can't copyright that progression. It's just a diminishing minor chord, you know?
I don't, because I'm not a musician like that.
Now, is the name of this group Taurus?
Yeah, Spirit. Is okay. it Spirit or Taurus?
Because I listen to Spirit on Deep Tracks a lot, and they are badass. And a lot of their stuff sounds like this.
Is the name of the song Taurus or the name of the band Taurus? I don't know. Nonetheless, it's one of the other. Spirit, Taurus, Taurus, Spirit.
Taurus would be a scary name for a band, dude, because I dated a woman who was a Taurus for years.
Play that In My Time of Dying. Have you ever heard the comparison of the blues track that they stole for that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's bad.
Now, I'm not enough of a blues guy to tell you who did the original cut.
I forgot his name, but they got sued and they lost. And it was like 50 years later.
Led Zeppelin lost?
Yeah.
See, a lot of English guys, Beatles included, loved old black American music.
Yes.
But they never saw it with a record label on it. They were all bootlegs that relatives had sent over, mm-hmm. you know, actual acetates that they cut and sent over. Like the new Rolling Stones album mm-hmm. is awesome. And you being such a big Zeppelin fan, I can't believe you don't have that.
When did it come out?
I'm going to buy you one. Like late last year, we played a cut or two here on the show. And I went out and bought it. I had to hear it. It's outstanding.
I think Pearl Jam is the Stones of our generation.
One of the greatest bands of the last 30 years, no doubt. Yeah. We used to listen to Vitalogy over and over
it's
and
good.
Over.
But I think, you know, when our 20 years from now, I think Eddie Vedder's Mick Jagger.
Maybe.
Who would be if it's not him?
You know, you got to give Mick some credit, man. He's been strutting around on that stage, dude, since 1964.
He just had a kid. He's like 103.
Yeah. The kid was 24 when it came out.
The guy. I mean, he is still slinging that cock to yeah. them gals. Is he 80 years old? How old is he, motherfucker?
He's got to be 70-something. And Mick plays harmonica on this new album. And they're doing it, I mean, old-style blues, but they play it hard like Zeppelin did. I think you'd love it.
What do you think about the Eagles with Vince Gill?
I'm still trying to digest that.
I have not heard any cuts, have you?
No.
So they bring in Fry's son.
Yeah, Deacon.
But then they just announced Vince Gill.
Yeah.
So it's going to take two guys to replace Fry?
Yeah.
Is
and
Fry
they're
that
not,
good?
They're not talking about recording or anything. This is just for live concerts.
Right.
Although, if the concerts go well, I would not be surprised if they didn't cut another
record. Because Don Henley lacks money.
Well, and you got Vince as a vocalist. You got Joe Walsh as a vocalist now. You got high-pitched guy.
Right.
Tim Schmidt.
God, he's fucking awesome.
And if Deacon Frye could write an appropriate song about his dad mm-hmm. for the Eagles to sing together,
mm-hmm.
they got another top 10 album. You know?
Eagles. You think they do it for the fun of money?
Money. It can't be fun. Although it looks like fun, man.
It does look like fun.
Yeah, when I saw them in Austin in 2015, they really looked, they were all smiling. They didn't wear suits for that tour.
I haven't heard, Don Henley's been doing some tours, like radio interviews.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of them, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Is he just promoting, or is he talking cool, or is he being a dick? Because he's kind of a dick.
He was promoting his Dallas show on July 22nd. He booked the American Airlines Center.
For a birthday party.
Yeah, it's bigger than any venue he's ever played without the Eagles.
Right.
Joe Walsh will be there. Tim Schmidt will be there. The way it's looking.
So the Eagles.
Vince Gill and Deacon Frye may be there. Stevie Nicks is going to be there.
Vince Gill's a singing son of a bitch, dude.
Oh, man.
That's a pretty good choice.
My family.
If you're just going straight vocalist, screw what genre it's out of.
Yeah.
Vince Gill nails it.
Yeah, he's badass.
Yeah,
I
he's
love
badass.
The old Pure Prairie League that he sang for.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Gill and Keith Whitley were a couple of long-haired hippies, and they used to come around and follow the bluegrass circuit when my dad played mandolin for a bluegrass band.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd see them at all the festivals at Lindsay and Glen Rose.
Mm-hmm.
There's Keith Whitley.
Mm-hmm. that's a dead motherfucker who still has had, he won't die.
Yeah, he and Tupac are still making
right.
Tupac's the hardest working dead man in show business.
So I said I didn't want to turn this into a Steely Dan, but for the listeners out there, give them your dough. Sell them on it. Sell me on it. What? I don't get it. I love the Steely Dan hits, but you're a fan where the hits are probably not even your deal. You're into their other shit.
It's Gonzo, man.
What's Gonzo?
What I mean?
Like Gonzo journalism?
Like Hunter Thompson journalism. It's jazz rock without trying to be jazz rock. They come from a jazz background, but they approach it as rock performers. So you get straight chorus, verse, chorus. Now it's the songs are longer.
Is it a musician's band? Is that what the deal?
It kind of is.
Okay. Now I understand.
Yeah. You know how Stephen Wright was kind of a comedian for comedians?
Yeah.
Steely Dan's kind of a a band for bands to listen to.
That makes sense.
And their lyrics are so sarcastic and snarky and mean.
Where did you learn to play the guitar? I mean, actually learn.
Somebody gave me one, and I just picked it up and played with it.
Yeah, but, I mean, that didn't just teach you how to play guitar. Who taught you how to play guitar?
Nobody showed me anything.
Back then, you didn't have YouTube videos to teach you.
No, I was in a band. When we used to write songs, the guitarist used to have to sit there and play different chords, and I'd say, no, yeah, that's it. Because I had no idea of chord structure or how to do it.
Do you know it now?
I got an idea. Yeah, I can play anything in key of G. And I got a capo.
But can you read music?
No.
Okay.
But I can do any song Glenn Frey ever wrote.
Now, can your dad read music?
Oh, he's badass.
He didn't teach you how to read music?
Yeah. You don't know this about my dad?
Well, I know he's badass. That's what I'm asking.
Mandolin, guitar,
fiddle.
Why
didn't he teach you how to read music? Why didn't... I mean, you're so good at it raw. Why didn't you go ahead and finish?
Well, he tried. He's very impatient.
Are you a dickhead?
No, I'm cool.
You might be a dickhead.
Me?
Yeah. With your dad. If it would have been anybody but your dad.
As a 9-year-old?
No.
I was not a dickhead. I was cool.
But as a 15-year-old, after you had it under your belt, why didn't you go ahead and let him teach you how to do it right?
He gave up on me.
Why?
He plumb gave up. No, he decided he couldn't show me. It was like teaching me to tie my shoes. You know, he liked to... I could see he wanted to throttle me. Because I couldn't make the rabbit ears. You know? Rabbit? I was like, rattle? What the fuck are you talking about, Dad?
Are you too far gone now to even learn? I mean, you're a great guitar player. I think you are. I've heard you plenty of times.
I've never been a great guitar player.
I think you are.
I can sing and cover up my mistakes on a guitar, kind of.
Yeah.
No, horrible.
You're being...
I've played with the guy. I had a little duet that we used to play in bars. This guy
was a great guitar player.
Great. Was great. But he was just crazy. Couldn't work with the guy. Wouldn't rehearse.
So, like, when y'all are at the house, do y'all ever whip your shit out and start jamming, you and your pops?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah, every time.
And he doesn't get mad about your technique?
Nah.
Okay.
It's all fun.
Because he's a technician.
But what happens, Dad and I will be sitting in the living room. We're playing. We're playing Merle songs and Paycheck songs and, you know, just whatever I want to sing. And he plays right along. He's a picker. So then my sister, Janice Kimberly, comes over. And within 3 songs, they're singing hymns. And I'm out.
Why don't you swing into Elvis mode?
Because all that Jesus music sucks.
But you can make it good. Dude, I can listen to Elvis Presley sing hymns all day.
Ricky Skaggs can make it good. Elvis could make it good.
Right. You're a dickhead. I just... That's why he fucking didn't teach you, because you're such a fucking hard-headed asshole.
Well...
You know, go home tonight.
I hate that church music. I really do. Old rugged ass.
Did you grow up in the church?
Yes.
When's the last time you went to church?
But I got my diploma. I graduated.
I went to church about 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, the church I grew up in.
Yeah.
And did the Christmas Eve, whatever that thing is. I don't know what they call it.
Are you Episcopalian?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay. And it was awesome.
Communion.
It was fucking awesome.
Communion.
Well, I mean, I know what communion is, but I forgot what they call the ceremony on Christmas Eve. This is a special one.
Yeah,
hit
yeah.
all the big, you know, all the hits.
The passion.
All the hits. It was
no,
good.
That's crucifixion.
Huh?
Never mind.
But yeah, it was, I mean, I caught myself getting teary-eyed a few times because it like brought it all back. I mean, I wouldn't like feel, it wasn't a religious thing. It was like, I think music is stronger than religion. I really do.
Yeah, but I don't want to sing it with my sister, man. It's a drag.
I think music is a more powerful force than religion.
Here's the thing, my older sister.
I think the feelings it invokes
and
is
I love
a deeper
my older
vibe.
Sister. Well, you may be right about that.
I mean, Graham Nash. I mean, some of that shit. I mean, there's reasons there's stars.
Graham Nash is a great example.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I was listening to Holly's on Pandora the other day, and I'd forgotten how good just some of their throwaway songs are.
Right.
On a carousel.
The air that...
I forgot about that.
It is.
It was.
I mean, if you really listen to their harmony,
I thought
whoa.
That was Ambrosia until I was like 25.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't know.
I want to find some music that gets me off, like this old shit. It's got to be there. I don't know why I can't find it.
Man.
Maybe I'm being too much of a dickhead and being too hardcore.
You want some new music?
Yeah.
Like this?
That, yeah. You know, I talked to Simon Cowell. Did you ever listen to that interview?
Yeah. Great interview.
And he explained it. And what was the other guy?
Alan Parsons.
Alan Parsons. They both said the same thing. It's the tracking.
Yeah.
You know, Rihanna singing in L.A. on a track. Chris Brown is singing in New York on a track. Yeah. Da-da-da-da singing in fucking Miami on a track. And yeah. then the producer collaborates it all, and the vibe's not there.
And it should work fine, but it doesn't.
It does work fine, and it sells records, and they get hits. But that deep religious grab down I'm talking about isn't there. And Simon said it's real simple, John. The fucking bands don't play together anymore.
That's right.
How about that?
There's no chemistry.
Is that it's that simple. And Parsons pretty much said the same thing. What he ran the boards on Abbey Road. Was that right?
Oh man, Abbey Road, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Alan Parsons was there, and Jeff Emery.
Do you remember in that interview with Simon Cowell what he said he listens to almost every night on his record player? Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
So these guys that are making all the hits right now are still going back to that same shit. There's something about that old shit that.
Don't you think they're waiting for the next culmination of that kind of chemistry to come along?
I think it's country music.
I think Train is that kind of a rock band.
And I need to get into them because I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're badass.
Country music.
Alabama Shakes are badass.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to sell a million copies because nobody buys a million copies of anything anymore.
I think I'm fixing to cave in and start embracing country music. I've been against it, like you are against gospel.
Yeah.
But I think I'm fixing to give it a try because, I mean, it's like, man, if everybody's that into it, maybe I need to shut the fuck up for a minute and go at it with an open mind.
Yeah, I know. Those guys are everywhere. If you look at Billy Bob's schedule all the way to September, it's these no-name, not-famous Mickey and the Motor Cars.
But that's old. I'm talking about the new guys.
Who are the new guys?
I don't even know their names, right. But they're everywhere.
Alabama,
but,
Kentucky
but,
Line.
But here's what I'm noticing is the crowd vibe and the fan vibe is that from 72 to 82 on the rock fans.
Yeah.
The huge sellout, the passion. The passion is what I'm talking about.
Well, they care about it.
You see that in the country music section right now, yeah. Heavy-duty style.
Yeah.
So the shit must be pretty good. That's really all I'm judging it off of. I mean, if so-and-so, I don't even know any of the names, but if they're fucking playing, it's just lines around the goddamn venue.
They were crazy about Billy Ray Cyrus for about a year and a half, John.
Yeah.
a billion copies sold doesn't make quality art.
If I was ever going to kill myself, I'd probably take him out before I went.
Think about art, though. It's supposed to be art.
Right.
You know? And I don't know if that's art or not. But I listen to the radio with a lot of friends, and I'm not the type to jump around channels. I mean, I'll listen to, if they're driving, I'll listen to whatever they got on. And there is good country out there.
It's memories. Is really, I don't know if it's the music so good or it's the memories that it triggers from childhood, because childhood was such a fun time. It was before we had all this pressure on us and we were in the fucking grind. We thought school sucked, but school didn't suck.
No.
And you know, riding with Pop and riding with Granddad and all that shit and fucking Ronnie Millsap. I mean, I've got it. I was listening to it yesterday. Ronnie Millsap's greatest fucking hits. Who cares?
Just one or two.
That's what I want to listen to.
Because they're both bad.
It makes no sense. So is it that they're so good or is it the memories you're dialing back into? Is that what I'm stuck in? That might be what this is all about.
Millsap is so well recorded for what it is. I mean, he was way ahead of his time.
Mm.
I really think on the country side of the tracks, he was recording that stuff like soul artists recorded, like the Stax guys recorded, or Motown.
Right.
You listen to some of those old Marvin Gaye records and Sam Cooke records, and Ronnie Millsap's got a lot of that to him.
Right.
Like, I'm not talking about singing soul music.
It's funny you bring that up, because on my deal, when I bought two albums last week, I bought the old Stevie Wonder Greatest Hits and Ronnie Millsap Greatest Hits the same time. So what you're saying is exactly what I'm subconsciously. That's subconsciously what I'm looking for. That's what I'm getting my fix off of.
The way the drums are tracked
but
separately.
Why can't even fucking listen to it? It drives her crazy. But my kids, they're fucking singing along.
Huh.
I took my 10-year-old to Chicago. He won't shut up about Chicago.
Really?
Fucking loves it. Fucking loves
it. That's great.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm so... I feel so bad about it. I told you what happened in Chicago at a concert that time. You know, I booed him.
Why?
Because my friends and I were in the river. This is right after I met you.
Mm-hmm.
We went down the river. It's 22 miles, Brazos River. And we got out, and I didn't tell them that for Sunday, I had tickets to see the Doobie Brothers in Chicago at the Starplex. And so we went to the concert. We were all beaten down, man, dying of exposure and drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the concert. Well, come to find out, the Doobies actually opened for Chicago. Could you imagine this? We couldn't at the time, but the Doobie Brothers rocked ass. And then Chicago came on. And we got about four songs in, they started playing that Color My World. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. And the flute guy's doing... Do, 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 do.
Right.
I looked around and none of my friends are having a good time, and all the old fat ladies have their lighters out. I went, people around me are going, shh.
No, you're not a dickhead.
Said, no,
you're
not. Fuck you.
You're not
Chicago
a dickhead.
Chicago sucks.
You're not a dickhead. Nah.
Doobies rule. My friend Brian goes, let's go. We were on the lawn surrounded
the
by Chicago fans.
The thing, you just reminded me when you and I went to Joe Walsh in Bad Company. Goddamn Bad Company's good. That he was singing his ass off that night.
Yeah.
But when you took that hit off that deal and passed out and broke your glasses and busted your nose and had to get wheeled off in a wheelchair.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I didn't believe you.
True story.
How? I mean, a guy that smoked as much pot as you smoked, how do you fucking pass out on one hit?
Dude, this stuff was different.
You really fucking knocked yourself out. I mean,
the whole
what
show,
happened?
The whole show, you and I are looking around like, where's it at?
Yeah, it smelled great.
Because where is it at?
Yeah.
Just right after you took off. You took off the last. You took off during Bad Company's encore song.
Halfway through the last song.
The last song.
I said, I'm going to hit it before the crowd leaves.
You're out. We're on the front row of this concert.
Yep.
You're out pretty easily, I think.
Yep.
I'm rocking out. I turn around to my left, and right behind me, I see the guy pass to another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him like, I do the finger thing, like, let me see that. Mm-hmm. Give me that. The guy hits his buddy and points at me. Give that guy a hit. So give me it. So I took a hit. Cupped it, you know, held it down. So because we're right around.
Security was all over, right.
Turned around, I handed it back to the guy. Mm-hmm. Gave it back to the guy. Turned back around and fell down, man, on the concrete.
Broke your fucking glasses, bloodied
broke
your fucking
glasses.
Nose.
That was crazy.
How
man.
Did that happen? That's what my question is. You've been smoking pot. Would you call yourself a professional?
Well, I mean, I'm not aware of anything illegal.
Would you call yourself a professional?
No.
Okay.
Nobody ever paid me to do that.
We gotta go. See y'all later.
Don't fall down.